This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Americans love competition, whether it's singing on American Idol or cooking on Iron Chef. It seems like any discipline can be made more exciting with winners and losers. And that got an art museum in New York City thinking. How about pitting the stars of the contemporary art world against each other in a fight to the aesthetic death? NPR's Robert Smith attended the first Iron Artist competition.
The courtyard of the Contemporary Art Museum, PS1, is set up as an amphitheater. Two stages, two giant blocks of styrofoam, tables filled with power tools, and 1,000 spectators. Sculptor Jude Talachet is already taunting her opponent.
Yeah, he's really nervous. He's monopolizing all the really good power tools. But we can do it by hand, and we will put on a better show putting our stuff together with hand tools than he will with his fancy nail gun.
On the other stage, German sculptor Olaf Westphalen seems unfamiliar with this whole American custom of trash-talking.
No, we're just here to make a good sculpture. And, you know, I'll let her win if she needs to.
Yeah, right. Everyone knows the art world is cutthroat, so perhaps it makes sense to drag all that drama out into the open. Matt Friedman, the MC of the event, came up with the idea of compressing all the competition, judgment, and showmanship of making art into 45 minutes.
In a sense, they have to imagine the piece, they have to build the piece, and even as they're building the piece, it's immediately commented on, judged, and then displayed, and we're going to create a catalog at the same time.
Both artists enter the arena with their posses. Jude Talachet is surrounded by art students dressed as black-clad ninjas. Olaf Westphalen and his team wore the silk robes favored by boxers. Like the television show Iron Chef, the two artists are given the basic ingredients and a theme.
Artists, are you ready? Love and its discontents. Love and its discontents. When the gong sounds, you will begin to make your artwork. And go!
The teams surround these big blocks of foam, power tools and saws flailing. Almost immediately, the competition becomes unpredictable. The white styrofoam shreds under the saws, creating a swirling snowstorm of little foam pieces. Talachet moves out in front early as it becomes clear that she's carving the foam into a series of planets suspended on sticks as her ninjas dance in a circle.
Well, I think if you're an artist, you can't be afraid to make a fool of yourself.
On the other stage, Olaf Westphalen's sculpture is more mysterious. It looks like a series of blobs until minutes from the end when he puts on the carrot nose and hangs it upside down. It's an inverted snowman, now blowing in the breeze. Talachet's solar system and ninjas are clearly outclassed.
The winner is Olaf.
As the spectators spring to their feet, they have to dust off little bits of foam from their hair and clothing. Betty Wynn had a front row seat.
Styrofoam's really toxic for you. I'm a little concerned. I was breathing it the whole time while he was carving it.
But Wynn says it was worth it.
I thought it was great to watch the two different processes from one person who is more from a European sort of background, to see him not speaking during the process at all and then come up with something truly amazing and conceptual, and then on the other hand watch someone else who was really nurturing and creative and more spastic and performative. But in the end, I think that the sculpture set it for everyone.
But wait a minute. How exactly was an upside-down snowman representative of love and its discontents? Westphalen admits that he's working on a whole series of snowmen for an upcoming show.
We figured it's close enough, so we turned him around to make him unhappy, as in tortured or in pain or in bad S&M setup or something.
A little bluff, a little attitude, a little self-promotion. Sounds just like an Iron Artist. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.